Who's doing the intro, Mai?
Doesn't Lee do it?
I thought we just said hi. We're back, finally.
Okay.
If that's, okay, hi.
Whoa.
We're back, finally.
Wait, did I say go yet? I didn't say go yet.
No, don't you do that to me again.
I don't know what you're talking about. You've been drinking already, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
There's one sure way to beat that tired, thirsty feeling that naturally follows a hard day's work. Just stop in at your friendly Stag Tavern. Look for the sign of quality, Stag Beer on Draft, and order a cold, thirst-quenching glass of famous Stag Beer.
Okay, so hi, everybody.
Wait, hold on. Okay, now go.
John?
I wasn't recording yet.
Where to go? You hadn't hit the red button yet?
I have now. Now you're just... Okay. Making nonsense.
Hell of an intro.
Yeah, I swear, John, just come up with an intro for this.
When we shout more beer and we bang our glasses down, there's no doubt more beer and our troubles we will drown. And we never fear, cause there's lots of beer in town. So let's drink one and all with more beer, more beer.
For Bitches Brew, it is Sir John and Lee, and we are sorry for the delay. We did not mean to do this, but people move and then have a problem setting up computers, and then there's real life and work and things like that. So podcasting, unfortunately, is not what we get paid for, but if anybody ever wanted to pay us for this terrible thing, we would love that. That would be awesome.
Or at least go to Amazon through Need Coffee or something. That way,
at least throw some coin that way. I did throw some coin that way. I bought some comics today. But we are here, and it is summer, or almost summer, at least where John and I are. I don't know about you, sir.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was 80 today here.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It was gray and like 65 here today. It was miserable.
It's because you live in the southeast. You need to move to the sunny northwest.
And we also are in the southeast where it has been raining, and there have actually been some terrible tornadoes and floods around us. So we hope everyone that we know is safe and safe and all good. But we're going to talk about, we started talking about this, and we are actually going to drink some beers from Trader Joe's. If you have a Trader Joe's in your area, you know they have their own version of beers and wine. And so we thought this would be a good thing to talk about right as we're about to start summer, because just there's something about summer that makes you want to try more inexpensive beers, I think. I don't know why that is, sir.
More beer is a good phrase.
Yeah, more beer.
Unfortunately, I have no Trader Joe's, but you know, you guys just go ahead and have your own party. I'll be over here.
What are you drinking, John?
What are you drinking?
We'll get to it when we're time to go do things.
Is
it time now to do the ceremonial opening of the first beer?
Crack it open.
All right. Here we go.
We want to hear it.
Well, everybody, aren't you? We're all supposed to do it at the same time.
I got mine open, and I've poured a little bit into a glass here.
All right, I'm using the what do you call it, the hammer that
you are using.
Well,
he literally has a claw hammer.
I don't know. Do you have a? I can't see the video. Hold on, I'm pulling back up the video again. Can you see this?
Yep.
Yeah, claw it's a hammer.
Oh, hey.
Looks like a claw ham. Oh, it's got a, instead of a claw on the back, it's got a bottle opener. That's a damn handy tool.
Yeah, so our buddy Widge from Need Coffee, he got this. It's actually an icebreaker. It breaks ice. Mm. And then...
Claws. And then opens your
Why
beer.
Why am I hearing feedback, though?
I don't know.
I'm not. So open your beer.
Oh, okay. Here we go. All right, there we go.
Hey, he did. He got it open.
Okay, so Serv and I are having a little bit of a different beer. I'm having the Trader Jose's, which is their Corona.
Yes, I am as well.
Are you just having the plain Jose's, or are you having the Jose's Light?
This is Trader Jose premium beer imported from Mexico.
Imported from Mexico. Yes, 11.2 ounces. So
yeah, what a strange amount.
I know. And we both already opened it and said it smells like Corona because, dear God.
Skunky.
It is skunky. That is, yeah. And you said you poured this in a glass. Why in God's name did you do that?
I wanted to get a good look at the color.
Oh, there you go. He's being all scientific on us.
Well, dude, it's a clear bottle. I can see the color. It's pea yellow.
Yeah, it really is. And I just, you know, this way you can get a better nose on it if you want.
And it's the bad pea yellow color.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, it's your dehydrated pea. Yeah.
So, all right, it is very skunky. I mean, when you smell it, you because I am smelling it through the little bottleneck here. It's got a heck of a interesting.
I definitely would want to throw a lime down the long neck bottle.
And I actually have a lime with me. I'm going to taste it without the lime, and then I'm going to quickly throw that lime in there.
Yeah, I don't blame you. What are you drinking, John?
Oh, okay. So I went with our summer theme anyway. And
oh, my God.
And I'm actually drinking the Orange Blossom Pilsner. It's a
good one. It's drinking real beer.
It's a Florida's honey beer. It's brewed here locally, I believe. I think so.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'm pretty
sure it is.
That
nope.
Sounds
sorry, you know what? This one's brewed in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's for an Orlando company, but it is brewed in South Carolina. But it's Florida's
jobs in two states.
It's Florida's honey beer, but brewed in South Carolina.
Imported
all up there and then exported back down to Florida.
And
so,
I don't know if you can see this or not. I don't think you can.
Because you turned your video off.
But so here we go. I'm also using my
penis
Batman koozie that I found. I got at Walmart for $2.
Nice.
Very cute.
Once I had the Batman one, I of course had to get the Superman one.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Firestorm one?
Because I'm not a whore for DC. I also got Spider-Man.
Why don't you get the Firestorm one, John?
This Firestorm sucks.
How about the Aquaman?
Well, I guess technically there is water in this bottle, so he would be useful. But once the bottle's empty, he's useless.
Yeah.
Well, and let's go back to the thing of the water in the bottle, because I took a sip of this Trader Jose's, and that's a lot of the flavor I'm getting is water with bubbles.
Yeah, this is – it doesn't carry a whole lot of punch, but, I mean, this is brewed essentially to compete against Corona, which – doesn't carry a lot of punch with it either. So if Trader Jose, in my opinion, if Trader Jose's is less expensive than Corona, I would probably get the Trader Jose's, because if you really want a Corona, but you don't want to pay the Corona price and you don't want the pretty painted bottle, I think you're on target.
And I'll be very honest. My mother, for some unknown reason, drinks Corona and Corona Light, and this exactly tastes like hers. And I just put a lime in it, and now I taste lime and lightly flavored water.
That's weird. You put lime in there, and all of a sudden you tasted lime?
Yeah.
That's impossible.
But, you know, if I wanted lime in my beer, I'd just get Bud Light Lime. But okay.
Yeah, there is a meme about Bud Light Lime, and it's very true. If anybody ever sees me drinking a Bud Light Lime, it means I've been kidnapped, and that's a signal to come rescue me.
You know what? There is a useful time for Bud Light Lime. We did a hash run in St. Petersburg where you run a mile, and then you drink a beer, and then you run a mile, and you drink a beer.
Oh, I thought you smoked a joint.
Man, that's what I hope to find up here, but anyway.
Well, then why do they call it a hash run? Like, there's no hash?
I think I was going to ask questions. I get to drink beer and run. I'm like,
actually,
yeah, great.
It's St. Petersburg. You can just drink beer. I've been there.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I've put the Trader Jose's away.
I've done the same, and I'm now going to open Trader Jose Dark Premium.
Yes, this is a dark premium beer. It is in a dark bottle.
Hold on. Yes.
It's got a little bit better smell, a little bit better nose aroma.
A little nutty. I get a little bit of a nutty aroma.
I get a little coffee.
Wow, pouring this out into the glass, really, it's very dark. It's an enticing dark, in fact. It's like a very good looking dark beer from the initial pour.
Yep. All right. So we're gonna now, I'm gonna sip one. I am sipping straight out of the bottle. I am not being as classy as you're putting it in them.
And just for the record, have you guys actually had these beers before tonight?
I have not. I have never had any of the beers that I'm trying tonight.
Okay. Never. Actually, this not. You know, this really doesn't. I don't think there. I don't know that there's a Corona Dark. This reminds me a lot of a Dos Equis Dark. Yeah. And a little malty flavor to it. Nice. Not bad.
Yeah, a little tiny little bit of almost a burnt taste, which I'm okay with. Like a really roasted malt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really roasted malt. A little bit of a little burnt coffee smell. A little burnt coffee flavor on the back of your tongue. Also got it's actually as a dark beer, thank God. It's also it's heavier.
Yeah.
So it's
Now.
John is going to put this down and harass me with it later, but it's actually got a mouthfeel on it. You can actually go, okay, I am drinking a real beer here. This isn't that bad.
Let me ask you something, though, because we're talking about summer beers, right? And that's actually why I picked the OBP when I went into the store, because, yeah, you know me. It's because it's light, it's easy to drink, and especially because I find drinking a heavy beer when I'm outside or when it's hot is just asking for trouble. In this case, in most pilsners too, they're really easy to get down, and it's really light. So, given the Trader Jose's versus which one are we on now?
This is the dark versus say Dos Equis.
Which one would you think would be better to drink outside when you're mowing the lawn or whatever?
Mowing the lawn, I'm going to be honest. If all I had was the Trader Jose's regular, I'd probably drink that right after mowing the lawn because you're all sweaty and disgusting or doing the gardening or whatever. But honestly, I'd like to cool down with some water and then sit on the porch and probably have this, the Trader Jose's Dark. Let me cool down just enough that I can enjoy the beer instead of just, oh, dear God, I'm hot.
I tend to agree. If I had just exerted myself, I'd probably go with the Trader Jose Pale, just because it's, you know, it is light. It's like a training wheels beer. It's, you know, just you can chug it and you're fine. The dark, I don't think you'd want to chug, but I think it's a much more complex, more interesting beer on its own.
It is, and I think the thing there, though, in all honesty, if I'm gonna go to Trader Joe's or anywhere and get a cheap beer for after grass cutting, which I do believe in, we're not tasting it tonight because Serve couldn't get it, but I'd get the Trader Joe's name tag,
which is a can.
It's in a can.
Now, let me ask you a question: why do you wait till after you're mowing the lawn? Why aren't you drinking while you're mowing the lawn?
Because I'm also clumsy.
So
that's clearly not safe.
No, not safe.
Also, and that's why we do it.
Like a board after I do yard work. Yay, I get a beer.
Oh, you broke up and I thought you said you feel like a whore after you mow the lawn. So it was a little
different lawn altogether there.
Okay, stop it. It's a little reward after, you know, you do yard work, you get a beer.
Reward
is what she's saying.
Yes, reward.
Reward.
Now, interestingly, again, the Trader Jose's Dark comes in an 11.2-ounce bottle. Again, small, you know, smaller than what you would expect bottle, missing 0.8 ounces of what you would expect. This one says it's 5.3 alcohol by volume. So that made me look at Trader Jose's competition for Corona, and it doesn't tell me what the beer alcohol ratio is on that one. So it's probably like 1%.
Probably. Why do I want to say it was 4.5? I think I saw it somewhere at some point that they finally were admitting it's 4.5. No. Yeah, I mean, I think the Trader Jose's Dark really does remind me of a Dos Equis Dark. This would be a – honestly, if my husband was making those chicken enchiladas again, John.
Yes, ma'am. They're delicious.
Minute.
If I had just these two to choose from, I would choose the Trader Jose Dark over the Trader Jose regular every time.
Well, thank God we live in a world called America where we have more choices than just these two.
Thank God. Yeah.
We have more choices?
We have more choices. But let me tell you, one of the great things about Trader Joe's, they were the first one that kind of started this. They would give you one of the six packs and you could fill it up with your with kind of a mix and take it in. I want to try these six different beers or whatever. So you could get your St. Pauli Girl along with Trader Jose Dark and whatever else. And so that's actually a great way to try some new beers. A lot of stores are now doing that. They weren't at one point, but they are now. But I think I paid about 99 cents or $1.29 per beer at Trader Joe's when I went today. So
yeah, I was the same. I think you get – if you – build your own six pack. It's a little bit more expensive. You get a conventional six pack, all the same. I think it's a little less, but yeah. You know.
Okay, so which one are we going to open now?
Oh, hold on. Before we do that, Lee, you need to turn off your tablet and go to your laptop because the audio from that is not good.
The night was full of familiar sights and sounds. The lighting of the corner gaslight. The gentle clip-clop of a horse-drawn carriage. And the friendliest sound of all, the music and laughter at the neighborhood beer garden. It was a time when just about everyone loved a good glass of beer. And there were many great beers in those days. Beers full of flavor. Beers like Pabst Blue Ribbon. In fact, it was back in those wonderful days that Pabst won the Blue Ribbon as the nation's finest beer at the Chicago World's Fair. Pabst went down easy. Tasted just great. It was hearty and full of flavor. And now you can enjoy that old-time flavor that likes you best today. Because we brought back the original Pabst. Original Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Brewed by the first of the great Milwaukee brewers.
Lee, you're back. Hold on.
Lee, are you back?
Yep, I am back.
Oh, there we go. Much better.
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. I was wondering about that, so I was worried. Okay, so...
Now, wait a minute. Before we go to your guy, I know you wanted to go to your next beer, but you never asked me what my second beer was.
Oh, you have an extra
beer?
I have three beers.
Oh. Well, what is your extra beer, dear?
I am drinking the Sweetwater 420, the extra pale ale.
I am so sorry.
Out of Atlanta, isn't it?
Out of Atlanta.
Yeah. It is out of Atlanta. It's very good beer, usually. Sweetwaters are very, very good beer. I think the 420 is probably the hoppiest damn beer from the South I've ever had.
Well,
420.
Fortunately, I happen to like hops. And by the way, hops, as we've discussed before, the cousin of the marijuana plant.
You mean cannabis. We prefer to call it cannabis here in the Northwest. Yes.
And
in the
you're
Northwest,
right.
Where it's legal.
You
it's
can
cannabis.
Almost taste the cannabis in this beer.
Smoke it or vaporize it.
Actually, I always think the 420 actually, like, it's as soon as you pop the top, a little hop should, like, kind of pop out of it or something.
It is incredibly hoppy. Now,
yeah.
In fairness, I have drank both the Orange Blossom Pilsner before and the 420, but I do enjoy the 420. Now, going back to the same thing that you guys were talking about, or we were talking about earlier, I would not drink this in the summer. At least not when I'm hot. you know, because it just, it's too much weight on your stomach, on your tongue, on your mouth. You just can't swallow it down, in my opinion.
Now, see, and that's the interesting thing.
And see, I control the soundboard, Lee, so that will never wind up on the soundboard. Anyway, yes.
Please. Oh, you bastard. Okay.
I've heard that IPAs were actually developed so that, A, they would last on the long trip from England to India, and mm-hmm. B, they were they would be a more refreshing ale for the troops stationed in India who couldn't get a general lager or a standard ale from England when India was part of the British Empire. And they put all that pine cone in it and made it last and all that good stuff.
I have always heard that as the story, and I think that makes a lot of sense if you think about it. It's over the distances. You're not going to have a pilsner or a lager when you don't have our current wonderful methods.
Yeah.
Well, not just the refrigeration, but the lovely little tops that go like this.
Yeah.
And things like that. So that makes sense. But think about the beers they probably could get are a stout or something of that nature, which, oh my God, too heavy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, an IPA is lighter than that, but, you know, I didn't think
probably if you're stationed in India in the, you know, 1880s, any damn beer that you can get your hands on is probably a damn good beer. So,
well, yeah. I mean, do also remember that part of the reason in India and why they started to drink gin along with their tonic was, you know, well, if I'm going to have to drink gin, therefore let's mix it with something that will also help me stop malaria. So, you know.
Makes sense. See, makes sense. Drinking is good for you.
It's
usually, don't tell your liver.
Well, a little bit of it is okay for your liver. And see, I'm not even finishing the two beers I've opened. I had.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Yeah, I know.
All right. The Orange Blossom Pilsner is spent.
It's a dead little soldier.
It's dead. The Sweetwater, I will try to guzzle it down so I can get to my third beer. But you guys go ahead and talk about your third beer.
Okay, third beer. How about we do the Vienna-style lager next?
Got it open. Okay. This is a smooth amber lager that is bottled in San Jose, California. This one is a full 12 ounces, though, which makes us very happy.
I did notice that as well.
I did, and it's 5.7% alcohol.
Is it a vague racist thing that the ones that are sort of Mexican aren't completely done? Is that something that they're trying to do there at Trader Joe's? Or I'm going to go ahead and accuse them of that because I have no basis whatsoever to found that on, and therefore it must be true.
And because you've already had a beer and a half?
And because I've had a beer and a half, and one of them has the alcohol. Well, I don't even know what the heck the alcohol volume is on the. By the way, on the OBP, it's 5.5.
Really? That surprises me that it's that high.
It surprises to me. It surprised me that it was that low. Although it is a Pilsner, so.
A Pilsner, yeah.
So, but it's the reason why is because it's made with
honey,
and it gives, you know. It's got more sugar, so it's going to get more alcohol.
And I think that's the other thing, too, is I think as we're talking about lighter beers in the summer, the other thing I do like in the summer is lower alcohol beers. I think there is just something – you're sitting outside, it's hot. I'm going to have a beer and a water and a beer and a water, and it's okay that, you know, I'm at a 4% alcohol content because it's really about hydration often.
And one of the things that we do in the summer, or at least us three – is head out to Atlanta you're already in Atlanta, Lee, Dragon Con. Now,
yes.
We'll get to the end, but let's think about this because it's our big summer activity that we do. At the end, let's figure out which beer you would like to be drinking at Dragon Con if you have to drink the entire time while you're there.
And if I only get to choose these?
Yes, out of those. Let's go ahead and go to your third beer. Continue on your third beer. I've got to finish the second one.
Okay. So Lee and I have popped this Josef's Brau Vienna style lager.
I love
the name. I did go ahead and pour it into a glass, and it has a very mineral like nose to me. I don't know about you, Lee.
I'm gonna go with you on that. It is a, it's a very interesting nose.
Has a better taste than I was expecting for the nose that I got, though.
Yeah, but I'm getting a lot of bitter aftertaste on it.
I haven't really gotten that. This one's nice. I think this one's taste-wise is kind of nice. The color, it's an amber. It's a it's lighter than Jose Dark. It's a deep red, starting to get brown.
It kind of reminds me, and again, it calls it a Vienna style. So think about something like a Grolsch or St. Pauli's, but a little heavier. Go with that kind of amber,
That
Killian's
color.
Red kind of thought.
Sure. Maybe one step back from a Killian's Red, I would say, in color.
Yeah. Comes in a very nice brown bottle. That if you have friends who brew would want this bottle, because the labels are going to peel off great and they're going to be able to reuse them for their own beer.
Yes.
Are these still $1.29?
I would have to find my thing, but yeah, somewhere around that. And I think the six pack was $5. $5.50. Or it's Trader Joe's, so it's always like $5.69 or something. So
right. Now, the back of this one says this has 20 bitterness units, so that's 20 IBUs. So in terms of bitterness, it's very mild. It is a malty beer, but it's a lager, so that's not surprising. I think this one's
nice. Ask John. It's not that bad. So, John, for that Sweetwater 420, how many bitterness units do you have? Should say it on the back.
No, maybe it does not. I will have to go look it up. Let me go over to our friends over at Beer Advocate.
Beer Advocate?
I would guess. I'm going to guess, and I've had Sweetwater
for
24.
Oh, there's a Beer Advocate app? Is there a Beer Advocate app? Oh, my God.
Yes, there is.
Oh, sweet. I did not know that there was. All right, well, I'll have to get that later, but anyway.
You can download that later, sweetie.
I'm going to guess 65 IBUs.
Did you already look it up?
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
I'm literally guessing.
I'm going to go a little higher than that on the 420. Go 70, 75.
All right. Here we go.
But dear God, I would wonder what the Yeti is now that I'm thinking about it. Like, oh my God, the Yeti could probably kill you.
Sweet water. 420. Search for beer. Sure. Go.
Beer.
Sweet. Water 420, extra pale. By the way, it gets a 83 on the BA score. The bros over there give it an 80. And let's see, it's 5.4% alcohol.
About average, yeah.
And I can't find the damn
it's not listing IBUs.
IBUs.
It's interesting. Why? You would think that it would, right? Where the hell is the IBU? Oh, hold on. Wait. No.
Can we just Google search?
Yeah, I was going to Google. That was the next thing I was going to do. 420 IBU. That might not get me where I want to go.
Might get you where I am.
Sweetwater. That would be better. Okay. Sweetwater. Oh, at the Growler Station. And it's 50.
50. So
really,
obviously, Lee and I are not big fans of the hops, and we both overshot this.
We did.
Well, you moved to the wrong place if you do not like hops.
You did. I
That's very true. I'll tell you a story after we finish discussing these sets of beers.
Do people call you names as you leave with your light beer? Are you shunned by the locals?
Yes. Well, here's a sad but true story of Serb living in the Pacific Northwest. So I think everybody knows, at least if you've listened to any of our podcasts in the past, one of my all-time favorite beers and one of my favorite brewers, period, is Sam Adams.
Yep.
It must not go over well out there. But anyway, go on.
Right, exactly. Boston, what are you going to Boston for? Anyway.
Why are they talking in a Boston accent in Portland?
Yeah, exactly. actually, I think it was more of a New York accent. But anyway.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You can find Sam Adams here. You can get the seasonal, and you can get the Boston Lager here pretty commonly. You can get the 12 packs, the seasonal 12 packs where you get two of each. You know, mm-hmm. You can get those pretty regularly.
I just got their spring one. Very nice, actually, this year.
Very nice. Was that the Cold Snap?
Yep.
Yes, I like the Cold Snap. I was a big fan of that one this year. And summer is out if that's big for you. I'm not, believe it or not, that's not one that I particularly like. I'm not
I
a
usually
big fan
don't.
Of summer.
I don't usually like the summer one, no.
But,
the October one, though.
I got here to the Pacific Northwest, the Portland area, had some Sam Adams. When I got here, it was winter. Winter Lager was in, which is a great one. Love Winter Lager.
Awesome.
But eventually that one was sort of getting phased out. And I wanted to try some of the locals, and some extended family in the area did buy us some, you know, housewarming gifts, beers and stuff. And one of my favorite breweries in the local Portland area is Deschutes Brewery. They do some great beers. And actually, John and Lee, we've eaten at the Deschutes Brewery in downtown Portland.
Oh, yes.
Oh, is that
have.
That wonderful? Oh, that place was good. That was good food.
Yes. And they have great beer. But like John has mentioned, very
hoppy. Pretty darn hoppy.
They love to put some pine cone in beer around here. Yeah. And I just got to the point where I was like, I've had enough hops. I just want a malty beer. And a grocery store opened just a couple blocks from our house just recently. It's a Walmart neighborhood market.
Oh, my God. They allow those in Portland?
I know. It's hard to believe.
I am actually amazed by that they have that in Portland, actually. You're ruining the hipster creed of Portland all by yourself. Keep going.
I know. You don't have to have your own chickens that lay your own eggs, but a lot of people here do. Anyway, I happened to be spinning through the local recently opened Walmart neighborhood market, and I saw one of my all-time favorite beers. And it's the only place I've seen it in Portland, and I had to buy it. Michelob Amber Bock.
Oh, boy.
And some of the people, you know, I'm just walking to the checkout stand to buy this beer, and people are just giving me dirty looks.
Oh, like, yes, they are.
They're just looking at me like I've just vomited on the floor and then taken a dump on top of it and left it. But you know what? I've got Amber Bock, and I know where to buy it. And I will continue to buy it so that I can continue not to have to drink super amounts of pine cone.
You know, what is the Yeti beer out there? Because first of all, as we all know, God knows I love the Bigfoot. If you've ever listened to anything I've talked about, the Bigfoot is just the awesome. Don't ever drive with John around trees, though, because he'll all of a sudden make you go, what? When he says, look, Sasquatch. And then you're looking and then you feel like an idiot. But he did that. Sir, seriously, did that for like 3 hours. And I looked
it's
every
just a
damn
quick
time.
Ride up to Mount St. Helens.
It
oh,
is.
Oh, jeez, that thing was way longer than I thought it would be.
It was, actually. But it was also we
and it was also
friends,
very uncomfortable given the guests that we had.
I wasn't going there. Thank you. Well, I was going to say I was
here.
Riding with my friend, and it was fine.
We're all friends here, and we've been drinking. So we can
yes,
tell stories
all
now.
Right, so,
by the way, thank you for telling that story, sir, because it allowed me to finish the 420. All right,
okay,
all right, I'm two down.
So, but yeah, that Yeti beer, and I was like, I have to try a beer called Yeti. And I can't remember the company that puts it out there, but it's up there. And I was like,
put out by the Great Divide Brewing Company.
Thank you, Yeti, the Great Divide.
Yeti isn't Sasquatch. Yeti is Abominable Snowman, who is the white cousin, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Again,
pretty
with
much
the racism.
The Asian cousin of the of Bigfoot. But I was like, I have to.
You hear her say that? Cousin.
No!
She's
I said
been
cousin.
Drinking.
Cousin. Jeez. I have a southern accent. And so, but I was like, I'm going to have to love this beer because the name. And I took two swallows of it and I couldn't do anymore. I was like, oh my God.
I'm going to go on the lookout for Sasquatch or Bigfoot beer. And assuming I can find some, I'll bring it to you at Dragon Con.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. And then we will do one of these in person and tape it. And then John will lose the tape.
Fantastic.
Because it'll tape over it.
So, speaking of, hey, John, what are you drinking now? What's your third?
Well, I haven't gotten to the third one yet. Well, I just want to go back to the Vienna lager that you guys were
with.
In an interesting turn of events on Beer Advocate, typically it's the fans or the scores from the fans that are higher than what the bros give. But in this case, Beer Advocate gives it a 70 from the crowdsourcing, if you will, the users, it's a 79, which is just okay on their scale. The bros, however, give it an 88, a very good. So where do you guys fall on that?
I tend to agree with the bros. I definitely, so far, if we're playing that Dragon Con game, it's being a lager for this kid.
No, I'm going with the crowdsourcing. Honestly, I'd go with the Trader Jose's Dark right now.
Dark? Okay.
Well, let me look at in the Trader Jose's, the bros do not have a score for it. But the audience gives it a 76. 76.
Yeah.
Regular or Trader Jose Dark?
Dark. Now, I was going to look up the Jose's.
Oh, that is going to – the Jose regular is going to be a
it
really
can't
bad
be, yeah,
number.
It can't be all that impressive.
No. Trader Jose's Premium Lager.
Yeah. Let's see.
It is a 64.
Yeah.
And now
dude,
I see.
I was going accurate. And that's about accurate because I was going to say somewhere in the 50s. So, yeah.
And, I'm looking at the bottle. That is horrible. Who thinks that that's a good idea?
Yeah.
We don't know.
At least Corona has some gold to it.
Look, but I will say this very honestly. The next time my mother comes, and as I said, she likes Corona, I'm going to go and get a six pack of this and have it in my house, and she's going to love it. Because my mother thinks Corona is awesome. And I'm like, oh, my God, no, stop, Mom.
Well,
Are we sure you didn't adopt me?
You know, Lee, I think this would be a good training wheels beer. Trader Jose would be a good training wheels beer for Teen Lit.
Don't you dare. No.
You're right. It is the Zima of our time.
It's the what? The Zima of
Zima
our time?
Zima of our time.
You know what? It probably – oh, God. Oh, God. And you know what? If we have anybody who is under, 35 listening right now, they have apps.
Hell's a Zima.
Hell is a Zima. It also goes along with wine coolers. You don't
and
know what those are.
Pepsi
either.
Clear. So there you go.
Okay. So, John, did you open your third one yet?
Yes.
Because I'm ready to open the Hefeweizen.
I did open my third one. And it is a personal favorite of mine. And interestingly, when they first started selling this locally, at a local grocery store. I went with sort of the theme that you guys went to a grocery store essentially to buy beer.
Yeah.
Always good.
For this last one, they gave it buy one get one free at BOGO at Publix.
Publix and BOGO, gotta love that.
But for beer is insane, right? And it is the New Belgium Fat Tire. I love the New Belgium Fat Tire. It's one of my personal favorites. So I am drinking that now. You guys talk about your thing. I'm going to enjoy this beer.
All right. Well, this is I've opened the Hefeweizen.
Okay. This is the Bavarian-style Hef. Is that right?
This is the Bavarian-style Hefeweizen. Again, the Joseph's Brau Brewing Company. It is a wheat beer. I mean, it's an unfiltered wheat. What a surprise. It's a Hefeweizen. And I get that funky unfiltered wheat – and it's not skunky. It's funky. It's the funky smell because you're like, oh, my God, this can't taste anything at all good. So I'm getting that smell from it.
I'm smelling it right out of the bottle, and and this may be because we're onto our fourth beer now.
Yeah, but, and I am trying to drink some.
Are you in your fourth beer or your third beer?
Wait. This is the fourth.
This is our fourth.
Oh, honey. Yeah, you are. I'm only on my third. Hold on, I got some catching up to do.
Okay. Well, when I smell this straight out of the bottle, I haven't poured it into the glass yet, I get a little banana on the nose.
You know, I would agree with that. I think a lot of times, and it's really kind of funny, I think a decent wheat beer, I get the banana, and I can smell that right along with you. It's just a funky smell. It's not a bad smell. It's not a good smell. It's just funky. That is the only term I can ever do with an unfiltered wheat, because it's kind of almost like it's a little moldy, but it's not. It's kind of like those cheeses that somebody brings out and they say, no, this is actually really, really good. And you look at it and you go, yee, it looks like it's got, you know, mold on it. No, it's really tasty. And then you taste it. And you just try to hold your nose while you taste it, because it tastes great, but if you smelled it, you wouldn't want to drink it or eat it.
Tastes great, less filling?
Tastes great, less filling, because if I smell it, I'm not going to eat it or drink it. So there's always that for me on a wheat beer, and I love wheat beers. I just always kind of have to go, oh my God, let me get through the first sip or two, because it smells funky. There's a little banana, a little...
Now, I've gone ahead and poured it into the glass, and I'd still get the banana, and I get maybe a little bit of mineral with a wider barrel glass to get more nose out of it.
Yeah.
But smells good. It's a very, very dark yellow starting to get orange in color. Pushed a really nice head on the glass.
Oh yeah, it's got and I will tell you, it has a great head in the bottle as well. John, don't you dare. It literally, because every time I keep like moving it, it's trying to foam over the top, which is kind of odd.
Now, I'm not a huge Hefeweizen fan. I they're fine. They're just not my favorite. And when I've had the first sip, and I would say, this is just like almost every Hefeweizen I've ever had. It's
you've ever had, yeah.
A little spicy, a little peppery, and it's very fine. It's not great. It's not fantastic.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not fantastic. But the other thing is, I did actually bring an orange, and after I had my first sip, I just put the orange in. And I got to say, orange adds a little bit. Kind of brings out a little more of the fruit notes, but it doesn't, you know, out of these four, you know, thinking about, I can only have one beer at Dragon Con. First of all, none of these four would be my first choice, in all honesty. I'd probably be going with a Blue Moon. It would be between this one and the Trader Jose's Dark.
So
not the regular one.
So you guys all kind of said it's okay, right? It's good.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
Yeah, you are.
It's
dead
okay.
On.
I mean, it's a wheat beer. It's exactly. It's a wheat beer.
You are dead on with the rest of the beer advocate crowd. In fact, this is one of the rare times where I see the bros and the beer advocate score lining up. They're both at 81, which is considered a good in their. There. And by the way, they everyone kind of agrees. Yes, it is banana. It has the smell of banana.
I will also say the other thing about this too is, if the issue is you're trying to say, okay, I know over the next 2 days I only have $15, and I know over the next 2 days I am going to drink 12 to 18 beers, you could buy this and spend less than you're going to spend on Blue Moon or some other wheat beers, and you'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah, I agree.
You'd be perfectly fine, because it's not, yeah. Mm. Buy an orange, though. Slice it up, put it in, because that does help, too.
So because I need to catch up, and I looked in my beer fridge, and the only wheat beer I have left right now is this.
Sam Adams Cherry Wheat. which I think we covered last time around.
And it is still from last year. So let's see. The last time we had a podcast. So I am going to try this now, which has had plenty of time to get. It was skunky when I bought. I think we agreed that the
you agreed. Yours is like a year is now 2 years out of date.
Yeah, hold on, I'm looking. Yeah, the dates on here are from 2012.
Wow.
So
that is going to be so nasty.
But see, that's the only Sam Adams I would say you might be safe with because it's got such a cherry overtone to it.
The smell of it is fantastic, but the taste
it
is
really
like
is.
Is like
I love the smell awful. Of that.
Hold on. Okay, here I go.
He's going in. He's chugging right now.
Oh my God.
Yes, he is.
It is just slightly better than a cherry Coke, and I hate cherry Coke.
Yeah. Well, see, I mean, now understand, as we said, that is my favorite Sam Adams. When it's fresh, that is my favorite Sam Adams, but I can only ever find that during the fall in my area.
You know how
I have been looking for it.
You know how,
and I know they say they put it out all the time, and I can't find it.
You know how insane I am? I don't know.
How insane are you?
You probably saw us on the camera, but
I did see the face.
First of all, I hated it, but you know what I did?
It was a hysterical face.
I went ahead and drank some more.
Had more.
Why not?
Of course you did. Of course you did, because it's an open beer, and we must. I mean, I'm feeling very guilty because I have 2/3-4 full beers, and the Trader Jose is in this Hefeweizen. I'm actually drinking pretty much all of the Hefeweizen. Probably half of the Trader Jose's is gone, and I'm pretty much drinking all the Hefeweizen.
Well, the Trader Jose Dark is pretty much gone. The Vienna style for me is pretty much gone. The Bavarian Hef is about halfway right now, and the starter, which the appetizer beer, Trader Joe's Premium, is still got at least half.
I have obviously killed, as we discussed, I've killed the OBP.
Yeah,
the OBP.
I've also
Orange
killed
Blossom Pilsner.
I've also killed the 420.
And guys, if you like hops,
I think
that
420 you have to say it's
awesome.
Cashed. I think you say you've cashed the 420.
Ooh.
And my flat fat tire is gone. So now all I have left is the cherry wheat.
Skunky Sam Adams cherry wheat.
Sweetie, I wouldn't drink that cherry wheat. It's 2 years out of date. Don't drink that. Don't.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't, sweetie. Well, get something else out of your fridge because it's okay that you don't have a wheat. It's okay.
Let's see see what's in John's fridge now. Do we have music for that?
Yeah. What's in John's right now? So I mean, I think it would depend. I mean,
what'd you say, John?
I said there's nothing else in my fridge. These are the four beers I have in my fridge.
I think there
is
literally it would depend. Like, am I around?
Don't mistake in it. I do have more beer in there, but they're only these four types.
No more
of beer.
Varieties. Yes.
No more variety.
I'm not insane.
I don't know. Yeah, sir. Honestly, you'd probably go with the lager if you only had one at
DragonCon. I can put them in order for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So are we down to our DragonCon quiz?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah.
All right, here we go. What do you got?
Who do you want first?
Serve.
Okay. Number one, only beer I can drink at DragonCon, Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
No, that's not on the
okay,
list.
Okay, that was not one of the four, you bastard.
But that's the only beer that I drink at DragonCon. So when that has run dry, and I only have one of the four that
For
I've had
For some reason,
tonight,
you only have Trader Joe's. All right. The beer in the world at DragonCon is gone.
I have drunk all the Sam Adams Oktoberfest that exists at DragonCon, and all I have is Trader Joe's as a fallback position. Number one choice is going to be the Vienna style lager.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two.
You know, to build drama, you should have gone backwards.
I should have.
So start again.
Well, now Lee will benefit from that.
We both have the same beer, which is the regular Trader Jose's. Yeah.
Number two for me, so once I've finished all the Sam Adams Oktoberfest and now I've finished all the Vienna style lager that exists in DragonCon, I will drink Trader Jose Dark. Okay. After Trader Jose Dark, it's going to be the Hef, the Bavarian Hef. And then if I've drunk all three of those and all the Sam Adams Oktoberfest, I will switch to, I don't know, gin and tonics or something.
Yeah, at that point. At that point, we're begging our friends to probably kill us.
Water is a better choice at that point. Because, you know, you do need to get rehydrated.
Yeah, water would be better. Okay, so do you want from top to bottom or bottom to top, John?
Bottom to top.
All right, so the bottom, just like serve, I'd rather be drinking water or really bad, you know, Crystal Pepsi. Which, again, for those under 35, ask your parents. The Trader Jose's. That is just not at all acceptable.
But it's premium.
Yeah, whatever. I'm very different. I'm not going with the Vienna Lager. I don't know why. It's just not sitting with me.
Okay.
And I think it's going to depend on the time of day. I think if it's during the day, pretty day out, a little bit warm, I'm going to go with the Hef.
A little bit warm in Atlanta.
A little bit warm.
At the end of August.
I know. It's a little warm.
It's
during the day.
Warm. It's 98% humidity. It's just a little warm.
Yeah, we're all just a little warm. I'm going to go with the Hefeweizen, and at night, I'm going to pull the Trader Jose's Dark. Yeah.
Trader Jose's Dark's your favorite,
that's actually not that bad. I don't know that it's my favorite. It depends on the time. It's a heavier beer. It kind of goes between them, so it's like, at what point am I going to drink it? But no, it's not bad. It's comparatively for this, the Vienna Lager, there is something, and it may just be my bottle. We know that Trader Joe's does this. That's why many people go outside, open a bottle of Charles Shaw, drink it, go back in and decide if they're going to buy some more. When they decide to buy some more. The Vienna Lager is just not sitting with me, right? Okay. I don't know. There's just something on that. I get a really bitter aftertaste with it. So, yeah. Not feeling it. But that is actually very true, guys. Do remember, a lot of these beers, they're cases, they're putting them together and they're putting them under their label. So you may get one or two that's really awful, and every other one you'll ever taste is great. So check that. That's especially what happens with the what is now $3 Chuck or $2.50 Chuck, the Charles Shaw wines. Mm-hmm. You can get a really excellent one sometimes and just be ecstatic and go and buy six more bottles and you're fine. Or you can say, oh, I've always liked that one, and buy six bottles and then wish you had killed yourself instead, because they are so nasty. If you ever talk to anybody at Trader Joe's after you get comfortable, go and ask them. And how many people go outside, you see them open a bottle, chug a little bit from the wine bottle, and then come in and buy a case? And most of the Trader Joe's employees will tell you about 75% of our people that are buying Charles Shaw. That's how they do it.
I'd like to just mention as an aside, yeah. I'm sorry, listeners, you didn't get to see it. John's taking another swig of his 2-year out of date Sam Adams Cherry Wheat.
Stop and he's, doing that.
He keeps making these involuntary neck jerks like it's just clawing its way down his throat.
You're going to go blind. You're going to go blind.
Lee, I'm the one who drinks the bitter straight, so I have no sense of what is right or wrong.
It's all
dude,
wrong.
Dude, you are going to go blind. Ugh. You're going to get blind.
So if I'm...
I would also say now, let us go, though. Serve, it's hot. We've been outside doing our yard work because our spouses don't do it. They've sent us outside to do it. Which one are we grabbing right after the yard work?
And it has to be one of these four, right?
It's got to be one of these four. No, it is not Sam Adams. Stop it.
I keep – there's one I keep looking at, and I'm like, no, there's got to be another choice. And I look at the other three, and I'm like, I don't know.
Looking at the same one, man. I do. I swear.
Yeah, it's the premium. It's Josie premium. It's
the Trader Jose's premium, yeah.
Yeah, and if it was, I mean, ice cold, you know, I would...
It would have cold. It would...
choke it down in like 2 minutes, and then I could go drink something I'd enjoy. I don't know.
Well, because essentially you're drinking water, right?
This is the one to...
Similar.
Well, you're drinking... Yeah, basically you're drinking half beer. I'm right there with you. Basically, you're choking this one. It's really cold. It's like drinking beer-flavored water.
Yeah.
It's going to cool you down pretty quick. And then when you cool down and can relax a little bit, then you're going to go to one of the
Once I've put the lawnmower away and opened up the lawn chair.
And John Hutt, so what's your fourth? So what are you...
give us your order of tonight's selections, John.
Okay. Number four is, of course, the
outdated cherry wheat.
The outdated cherry wheat. That would probably be my last choice of these four that I've had tonight.
The dear God, don't make me do it again.
As I drink some more.
Right. As the cherries claw their way down your gullet.
If I'm at Dragon Con. Okay, so if I'm at Dragon Con.
Let's see. An open bottle, and God forbid.
I would probably go for the Sweetwater being number three, even though I do like me some hops. Number two would be the Orange Blossom Pilsner, and number one for me is always gonna be Fat Tire.
Okay,
I enjoy Fat Tire a lot. I'm a big Belgian. Style fan. I mean, my favorite beer of all time is no secret. It's Duvel, and I love that beer. So, but if we are at talking about after, even then, maybe the Fat Tire is still no. It would probably be the Pilsner, the Orange Blossom Pilsner.
Depends how damn hot it is.
If it's hot, it's the Pilsner. But if I only have one of these four to drink at, say, Dragon Con on a social occasion throughout the entirety of Dragon Con, it is probably...
Sam and Hop's Oktoberfest.
Exactly.
See, listeners, there's a distinct connection between Sam Adams Oktoberfest and Dragon Con. Usually Sam Adams Oktoberfest has come out a week, maybe two, before Dragon Con. And for a while there, the first place I would find Sam Adams Oktoberfest was there at the con. And I love the beer. Yeah. The beer's fantastic. Although last year we all kind of thought,
something was off last year.
Yeah. But the good times that we've all had at Dragon Con, plus a good beer, just make for excellent memories.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, and there is something about knowing or that
no
we're
memories,
at the
one
last
or the other.
Part of summer. And I'm getting the Oktoberfest. I'm getting the good Oktoberfest started.
Mm.
There's something about that, too.
Mm. Yeah. Well, one other quick aside. I'm sorry, John. Did you want to say something?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay.
I think one he was other, giggling again.
Other than I'm going to have some more of this cherry wheat for some unknown reason.
Choke it down.
Not drink any more of that. He's going to go blind. Oh, God.
That's awful.
That's okay. He doesn't have to drive. He can take a flight to Dragon Con.
Oh, my God. That is awful.
a quick aside.
I have to stop. Stop.
Got here to Portland in December. And the wife and I were – the face. The John Boutel face. We were out at a local shopping center I guess I'll go ahead and give the name Fred Meyer's, which is sort of a...
They are not a sponsor.
Yes.
They're not a sponsor, but maybe they
will. But if they wanted to sponsor us, but we love it if they would, because we do love a Fred Meyer when we're on the West Coast.
By the way, if you want
nothing better than a Fred Meyer.
If you want the claw hammer thingamadoohickey to open your beer, go to Amazon. Go to needcoffee.com/Amazon. Okay, there you go. No, go on.
Great. Good plug. We're nosing around Fred Meyer, and I happen to go down the beer aisle, and you know, this is December, this is mid December, And what do I see? Sam Adams Oktoberfest in cans.
What?
Cans.
In cans?
I've never seen it in cans.
Is it because of, is it because they have like a return charge on their bottles or something?
They do have a deposit, a bottle deposit here in Oregon. But they started canning, actually putting Sam Adams and Sam Adams Oktoberfest in cans last year. And I decided I'm getting it. And I still have 6 cans of Oktoberfest for emergency purposes.
In the event a hurricane somehow makes it up to Portland.
And I will say this. Yeah. I will say this too, because Serv, you and I talked about it. When I was at the beach this summer, my stepmother had bottles of the Sam Adams from the previous year. And I was like, oh, it can't be any good. It can't be any good. But, you know, it's here. I got to open it. As long as you get it and you keep it cold,
mm-hmm.
and keep it cold and dark, yep. It's fine. It was actually really, really good. I was actually really impressed with that. So I wouldn't do that with the cherry wheat. But first of all, John's also 2 years out of date and also doesn't like cherries. So that's another issue as well.
Well, that is another problem as well.
I love how he's wearing his hat and he has the headphones over the hat.
Right.
That's also the other thing I love looking at this picture.
For all you
listeners.
Well,
okay, so this is the last Bitches Brew. We will be doing this again in a, for all you listeners, because we're really just getting together to drink, and we hope you enjoy that and try some beer. We will be doing this again soon, hopefully next month, right, guys?
Yeah, go to Trader Joe's.
Hoping, right, guys?
I'm actually hoping sooner than that, but okay.
Yeah, go to Trader Joe's. Try the beers that Lee and I did, and give us some feedback. Let us know what you guys think. Try the beers that John tried. Let us know what you think.
Please, let us know what you think. And also try, as we said, because I said it on Weekend Justice, and I said it again, try the name tag from Trader Joe's. Good lager. Not bad. That's the one. If I only had to have one at Dragon Con, and Serve couldn't get it, but if I only had to have one, that's probably the one I'd have at Dragon Con, in all honesty.
Well, now I'm just going to have to go.
Well, this is Lee and Serve.
Yep.
And me, yes.
You got to buy it. I'm telling you, man. And it's great after. I think it would be a
good post lawn.
And wait, I was getting there. He interrupted. For Lee and Serve and John, the guy who had 4 beers compared to Serve and I having, I think, maybe 2 total. We thank you for listening to this.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And remember, www.needcoffee.com/Amazon to buy stuff. What, John?
To buy all your bar needs. I was actually going to go into talk about a little bit of beer news, but that's okay. We'll suspend.
What do you have on beer news?
Oh, I was going to point out that the Samuel Adams 2014 Long Shot Variety 6-Pack is now available nationwide. These are three home brewers that
and three corporate is it the three corporate three folks that work at the brewery devise a new one, and then three home brewers devise a new one.
Correct.
And
one of them is a Florida resident, by the way. Really? Russ Bruner, an American stout, and then we have an Illinois. Whoa, I have had 4 beers. Illinois, although this last one, the cherry wheat might be extra potent. It's had plenty of time to ferment. Illinois' president has Russ Bruner. No, excuse me. That was the Florida resident. Wow. This is really going horribly. Anyway, yes, you are right. You are absolutely right, Serve. It is 3 homebrewers and 3 corporate guys. And the 6-pack is available nationwide now, as announced today, actually.
Fantastic. Go Sam Adams. Love you guys.
And what is it called?
Long Shot.
Long Shot. Now, interestingly, here's
John,
what
the beers that are...
Oh, the beer, what are the individual beers called?
Long Shot. There you go.
Oh, the 6-pack is called the Long Shot. Interestingly enough, okay, so, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen this whole retro advertising for Miller Lite.
Yes, the white can.
Yeah, the white can. Interestingly enough, sales are up in the first quarter after a relaunch of the 70s branding. So now they're going to continue that.
Yes.
I honestly like the traditional can over their... Yeah, I like the traditional look, the white label, the white can over the Miller Lite labels that have become common. The, you know, the blue label, I guess, is what it was.
Is it?
Well, it's what a lot of us grew up with, so I think that's a part of it.
And there's that whole champagne of beer.
That's Miller High Life.
Right. Yeah, it is High Life. The champagne of beer, though, advertising has come back too. So I guess
Miller High Life. Yeah,
they're kind of taking the same, seeing that Miller Lite's doing well, and they brought back the whole champagne of beer slogan, which is, you know, back from when my kid was a date. Now in Florida beer news, there is a bill, mm-hmm. and
I read about this the other day about the small breweries, the microbreweries, and how they're kind of.
Well,
not exactly.
Well, they want to regulate smaller microbreweries, right? But the problem is that, of course, it puts all these. The people that are backing it essentially are the big breweries, because the restrictions that are inside of this bill in Florida would limit their ability to actually do business. So interestingly enough, Florida has had a growth spurt. Well, I guess the whole nation has, of these microbreweries. I mean, just here in Tampa, I think there's like three or four microbreweries. And in fact, even I believe one of them rents out to other microbrewers. The big brewers want to, of course, regulate that because they know that costs more money. And, you know, that's it. But fortunately, it looks like it is going to be killed in the Senate. So, although you do, yeah, you are talking about the growler bill, too. So, It
do you guys have a growler bill finally going?
What's that? Yeah, there is. It is part of the growler bill, because it's talking about these small guys. But it's actually going to. I believe the reverse is actually going to happen, which is that they're killing this one to prevent them from blocking any sort of regulation on growlers.
No.
So.
And I think the thing, and one of the things we are going to be doing on this is actually getting somebody who was very, we've already actually talked to them, someone who is very active in the growler movement in Georgia and actually worked with the legislature and legislators to get growlers approved in Georgia. There's a lot of push not to do this. People like you buying their six packs and their 12 packs and all of that. But, you know, it's kind of nice when I can go out and either spend a little more, a little less, and get a really good beer that I can taste. And it's kind of fun.
Well, and I didn't realize this until I read the article, like John was talking about, in Florida, the serving style of beer that got very popular in the 90s. For alternative music and rap were 40-ounce bottles of beer.
Oh, God. Yeah.
A 40-ounce bottle of beer is not a sellable bottle in Florida.
Oh, really? It's,
you can only be in a 32-ounce.
Yes.
Interestingly enough. And 128-ounce, but nothing in between.
Right.
So this bill actually says you can sell in quarter gallon, half gallon, full gallon, but the deal is that in order to do that, the bill also puts all these restrictions on it. So on the microbrewers. So, of course, they're saying, "Oh yeah, you can sell in those sizes, but you have all these other restrictions."
And
so,
you have to go through a distributor and blah
right,
blah.
Right,
blah.
Right, right, right. So
terrible.
There's
that is one of the things too, because one of the things they do. the growler I go to, which we all actually three went, is a great growler. But one of the things they do around your growler is they actually not only close it up, but then they also put plastic around it and seal it up. So you actually are not supposed to be able to open it until you get home.
Yep.
And it's very funny because I also buy cream soda and really good root beer there. Abita has an amazing root beer, if you've never had it, that I get for my lit and my husband, who actually enjoys root beer a lot. And that is actually, they don't do it on that. And it's kind of funny because I'm like, wait, and they're like, yeah, well, you know, nobody cares if you chug this, but you will get pulled over and then they'll laugh at you a lot. But yeah.
If you drive like Lee, you will get pulled over. Yeah,
it's really, it is interesting in the I drive perfectly fine. I didn't get in an accident. Everything was fine. You guys just don't know when to turn left when you're not supposed to. That's all I'm saying.
Just keep your head down.
But no, and I think the growler thing is, you know, there's a big push. Just that's it. Just hush.
And
hold on to the OSHA bar.
In my last bit of news here for beers, and then we can sign off here. Is the beer which is called the it's a Boston. Oh no, excuse me. Not a Boston. A Baltimore beer. I've been drinking.
Sound it out.
Yeah, that it's called the. It was called Ozzy. They've renamed their beer to Beasley because they have received a cease and desist from Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne, yeah. Of course.
Yes. So now I'm going to bet this is what I'm betting. I'm betting that Ozzy Osbourne probably had nothing to do with it because he probably really doesn't care. It's probably all of his lawyers and the people that actually get paid money.
Possibly Sharon. Sharon is a savvy businesswoman.
Well, that is probably true. She probably
Ozzy isn't aware enough of what's going on to know what's going on.
And if Ozzy was actually aware, he'd probably say,
"Well, they've got
send
Ozzy
me
has
a lifetime orders, supply, let you use the name
Ozzy." I'm not sure.
Let me just read right from the Baltimore Sun here. After receiving a cease and desist letter on behalf of musician Ozzy Osbourne, the Baltimore Brewery has renamed the Ozzy beer Beasley, and said co-owner Tom Cruggan. Let's see. On Tuesday afternoon, it's named after Mark Barkus, a bartender in Mount Vernon, of the Mount Vernon Bar, nearly 17 years. I've been drinking. His nickname around the bar is Beasley, Cregan said. So, they got a cease and desist letter from Ozzy Osbourne and killed it. So they had to change the name.
That stinks.
Speaking of stinks, I'm going to have the last of my cherry wheat. And Lee, go ahead and sign us off here, if you will.
Okay, so now I will sign us off.
Now.
So from John, Serv, and Lee, I want to thank you very much for listening. Do tell us what you think about the beers we were drinking or some beers you'd like us to drink or other things you would like us to taste and talk about on
And where can they do that?
We love suggestions. We're going to get some guest people now that we can finally get a really good normal schedule. And where can what? And they can find us at www.needcoffee.com. We are one of the podcasts. You can download us through many of the different ways you do that. Mine is Beyond Pod, again, if they want to. Throw some coin our way. But we also would say, please throw some coin needcoffees.way because then we'll get, you know, better servers and I won't hear John and Serve Robo, even though they can hear me perfectly fine.
So, yes, be sure if you're going to shop at Amazon anyway, to head over to needcoffee.com/Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything more, and but you are helping out the Need Coffee site and crew, specifically Widge, who is knee deep in things that actually are trying to pay the rent, and therefore he can't he needs the money from Amazon. Basically, is what I'm saying.
He's destitute.
In fact, I'm going to send him all the rest of my cherry wheat that I have to his house because I love him that much,
or hate him
that much. Or the other, certainly one of the two.
All right.
Sweet, right now, after those four beers, especially with that cherry wheat, you love everybody that much.
Oh, boy. You can see my cheeks are all red. And,
and we love you, John.
And I'm sweating.
So I'm going to go to bed now because I have to go to work, and you guys have to go to work.
I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, you're sweaty. Well, take your hat off.
And by the way, that's Bitches Brew. Have a nice night.
Cheers.
And that's Bitches Brew. I hate you. Bye. And we're done. Okay.
Out more beer and we bang our glasses down. There's no doubt, more beer and our troubles we will drown. And we never fear, cause there's lots of beer in town. So let's drink one and all with more beer, more beer.
This has been a production of NeedCoffee.com. Visit NeedCoffee.com/Amazon for all your Amazon shopping needs.